we present to you, MJF, the key to the town of Oyster Bay.
April 3rd is forever known as Maxwell Jacob Friedman Day in the town of Oyster Bay. In case you aren't familiar with the pro wrestler.
Ladies and gentlemen, just in case you are deaf, dumb, blind, stupid, or poor, my name is Maxwell Jacob Friedman. I'm the youngest and fastest rising star in the history of professional wrestling. I am the holder of that Triple B, baby, the AEW World Heavyweight Champion.
He is best known as MJF. His journey started here on Long Island, growing up in Plainview. The champ makes his way back home as All Elite Wrestling prepares for a show at UBS Arena Wednesday. But for Friedman, the show means a little bit more because he is back where it all began.
Because everywhere else I go is, let's be honest, it's filled with disgusting pores and outliers. And the only place that truly matters, the only place that has people that I care about is UBS Arena. So it feels like home every time I come to UBS, 100%.
His charisma, his promos, just the way he's basically from Long Island. It's how he represents himself. That's why I'm such a big fan of him.
That was Dan Curcio, who was one of the dozens that came out to support MJF at Oyster Bay Town Hall. MJF's mother Nina, father Steven, and other family members were also in attendance to see Friedman be awarded the key to the town.
He is so good for a young kid that has struggled in school and that was absolutely the underdog and that just came through with flying colors.
The AEW star played football at Plainview Old Bethpage High School, and when getting that key, used that experience to shed light on a bigger issue.
When I was a young man and I tried out for the football team and I got to start at middle linebacker my first year trying out, there were some kids that didn't appreciate that. And they threw quarters at me and they said, pick it up, Jew boy.
And it affected Max pretty hardcore because to this day, he's really proud of the fact that he is Jewish. And it's great. I mean, he could walk the walk, but he can also talk the talk, right?
Because I know for a fact that every single time I'm on the TV screen, there's a little Jewish kid that gets to watch me, and he gets to see someone who's cool and in shape and a world champion and a world beater.
Anti-Semitism is a cause close to MJF's heart, something that, in his eyes, makes him more than a wrestler. And although many know him for his work in the squared circle, for the town of Oyster Bay supervisor Joe Saladino, it's MJF's work outside the ring that got him the key.
He's worked very hard with the AEW's foundation to push for learning CPR to save a life, things like stopping hate against our Jewish residents. In so many ways, he's proven himself to be a leader and a champion.
As the famous Shakespeare line goes, heavy is the head that wears the crown. And as the All Elite Wrestling heavyweight champion, MJF made sure people knew he was the best in the world.
This is the belt. If you want to be at the pinnacle of our profession as a professional wrestler, this is the belt to win, the belt to hold, and I'm the guy to beat, and ain't nobody gonna beat me because I'm a Long Islander, and you can't beat a Long Islander.
A lot of times he's a lot out there because of his, you know, his way, and he's a hurricane, and he's got a mouth on him, which he absolutely gets from you, honey.
Okay. Yeah, we're very, 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 very proud of Max, but he is still a jerk.
But he's our jerk.
Yeah, he's our jerk. Yeah. So.
MJF and Long Island, a relationship like no other.
When I come here, I just legitimately feel at ease. This place doesn't just feel like home. This place, it is home. And it means the world to me that I now have a key to that home. It means everything to me.
Reporting in Oyster Bay, I'm Yao Bonsu.